Hi, this is Jim Lanning. In time for Easter holiday, the elders at the South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington have decided to make use of our new website this year by sitting down together and discussing some things. We know people at this time of year are thinking about Christ and about his sacrifice on the cross, and we just had a few thoughts on that this evening, and we'd like to try to put out this podcast, and we're looking forward to using our website. It's something new to all of us, so, and we're thankful to get it. Tom?
I'm Tom Shepherd, and I'm one of the elders at the Church of Christ, New Lexington. And we want to learn a lot. We're new at this. We want to learn, and so everyone can hear this and maybe be interested in what the church stands for and God's Word. Brother Jim just said the world is celebrating this holiday, Easter, as far as recognizing Christ and what he done on the cross for our sins, died and suffered, and it's focused on the resurrection at this Lord's Day. And we know that's all true. We know that Christ said in Luke chapter 24, verse 7, said the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. But he goes on to say, and the third day, rise again. Very important when he says, I'll rise again. And there's many other scriptures. We know that Friday was a day he died on the cross. We believe it's a Friday. And that's called Good Friday in the world today. We don't call it Good Friday, I mean from the Bible, but and it don't say Friday, but we know he died on a day and he was buried. Third day rose, which would be the first day of the week, which is the Lord's Day. It's on Sunday. On that day when he was crucified, it was a good day. How could you say it was a good day for what the Lord went through? First of all, and it was a dark day. The Bible says in Luke 23:44 that the whole earth was darkened for so many hours. Can you imagine being dark? No light at all in the daytime. A sad and gloomy day when our Lord was beaten, whipped, spat upon, crown of thorns on his back. And that whip wasn't just an ordinary whip. It was made, had bone on it and metal. And when it beat his back, 39 lashes tore the skin deep down. That was a dark day. Crown of thorns pushed down over his head. And them thorns wasn't like little blackberry thorns. They were big. Of course, he nailed to the cross. And then there's love. It was a good day. Why? When Christ hung on the cross, what did he do? What did he say? He told John to take his mother to provide a home for her. Behold, thy mother, he told her. That's what he meant. And he told his mom, behold, thy son. He wanted his mom to be taken care of. That's good. Something else he said was good. He told a man who was a robber and a thief on the cross by him. When the thief asked him and told him, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. The Lord said, you'll be with me in paradise this day. That's a good thing. We can read that in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. One more thing was good on that day. Christ even told his Father, God above, to forgive him. Those that crucified him and put him to death. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. Isn't that compassion? We know by his precious blood he shed on that day, what he went through, if we obey Christ and do what he says, we can be forgiven, which we don't deserve. Yes, he arose. We know that by faith. We have faith in him. In John chapter 20, verse 29, when Thomas didn't believe Christ, he said, unless I touch him, I will not believe. In verse 29, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, and Thomas did believe, because
Because he says up in verse or two up there, Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. What did Jesus tell him? This is our faith. He said, Because thou believe, Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's us today. We haven't seen the Lord as far as physically on the cross, but by faith we believe he died and suffered on that cross. But he just didn't die. He is risen. And that's where our faith and belief come in. How great and wonderful our Lord was and is today. And he's alive today, just as me and you sitting here tonight. We need to praise our Lord.
I'm Ernie Starling, one of the elders here in South Main, New Lex, Church of Christ. When we come together on the first day of the week, we come together for one reason, and that should be to worship God. We need to please God. He is number one. We shouldn't go to church to please ourselves, to be entertained. We are to worship God, have reverence for God and what his Son did for us, and have one for another as God wants us to. And that's one of our main purposes in life, is to worship God.
This is Jim again, and I'd like to go off Ernie's thoughts there just for a moment or two on, since we are God's creation, and we come to worship the Creator, we want to do things that are pleasing to God, and we want to be a New Testament church, because we know that what the New Testament church did by the writings of the New Testament. We know that they met together on the first day of the week. It was very important to them that they remember Christ on that day and to worship God on that day. I'd like to read a few scriptures about the first day of the week that mentioned in the Bible. Matthew 28 and verse 1, it reads, Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began, to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. This is in the Gospel of Matthew, explaining that they came there on the first day of the week, the day that Jesus rose. Yeah, also, this is mentioned in Mark chapter 16 and verse 2, John chapter 20 and verse 1. Also, the Church of Christ looks at the New Testament church and how they worshiped at that time and the things they did. You've got to realize the New Testament church in that first century, they had the apostles right there worshiping with them. So we know because of the Holy Spirit, the apostles had, that they didn't do anything incorrect and it was pleasing to God. So we want to always go back to the New Testament church and look to things they did, because we know the apostles were there and we have the truth in the New Testament. One of the things that we look at is Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. Let me look that up, please. Take just a moment here. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. And I am reading from the New King James as well, if you're looking at this in your Bible, the New King James. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart on the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. So that lets us know that the New Testament Christians were meeting together on the first day of the week, and that one of the things they did there was break bread. And we know from other scriptures in the New Testament that this was done because of the commands of Jesus. And we know that he said to do this in remembrance of me, to remember him on the first day of the week, his body and the blood that he shed for our sins. And the New Testament church did that, and we follow that example. When we look at what the New Testament church did, we are guided by commands and inferences and sometimes that the inference, we know that what was happening at that time, an example would be another thing we're looking at. So we have that example in the commands by Jesus to do this in remembrance of me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2, I'd like to take a look at that quickly, please. So we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2. On the first day of the week, again, it starts out verse 2, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay some things aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. This is talking about the collection for the saints. This is when the New Testament church did that, on the first day of the week. So we have specific directions here by Paul of the correct way of doing this. So that's just another example of how important the first day of the week is when we come together to worship God. We come, as Ernie had said on that, we come there to please God and to praise Him. And that I would just like to mention that as we are thinking about Christ today and the great sacrifice that He made for us, those are things to keep in mind. We want to please God, worship in a way that God would be pleased with. Thank you for listening.